Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A happy Wednesday. Welcome to Sending In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. I'm your host, PJ Glass. We got a great show for you guys today. A lot to get to. We got two great guests coming up on the show. Henry Ettinger stopping by, going to get his thoughts here in moments on tonight's Game 5 between Minnesota and OKC. We'll also look at tomorrow's Game 5 between the Pacers and the Knicks, get his thoughts on some MLB props as well. Chase Kitty going to join us later on in the show, going to talk some NBA and also some French Open with Chase as we are off and running at Roland Garros. We will dive into today's MLB slate. We got picks for the Memorial Tournament as they're in Jack's Place this week, one of the hardest courses on the PGA Tour, and then we'll wrap everything up with our favorite plays of the day. As always, we want to hear from you guys. Any questions, any comments, any best bets that you have for us, hit us up at the BetMGM Network. You can type your questions into the chat on Twitch, on YouTube, our live stream on X as well. We'll get to them over the next 30 minutes. And if you guys miss any part of the show, make sure you go back, you check out the Send It In podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get rolling on a Wednesday. Glasses in session, and we go to the Glasser guest line. Great to have Henry Ettinger back on the show. Make sure you guys are following Henry on X at @hedging_Henry, and check out his gambling content on X, on TikTok, on Instagram as well. All right, Henry, we got the Minnesota Timberwolves on the brink of elimination tonight, trailing 3-1 in their series to OKC. Total is about 220.5 as well. Any play for you, side or total tonight?
No official side or total play for me tonight. I think I would certainly look towards the under. It's a little scary based off how good these teams were in Game 4 offensively, but these are two elite defensive teams. The Thunder, particularly at home, are an elite defensive team. We know role players tend to play worse. That's how Minnesota had such a great Game 4, is the role players were on fire. So it's a little scary, but I expect maximum intensity from Minnesota on the defensive end, obviously, as they face elimination here. So a pretty big lean towards the under, but ultimately I didn't bet it for some reasons we'll get into when it comes to the player prop side of things. And the Thunder are a juggernaut at home, man. It's tough to go against them, but with an 8.5-point spread, there's just no play for me there. I can't lay that number in an elimination game, but yeah, I think they're at a plus 24 net rating at home, so pretty tough to go with Minnesota, too.
Yeah, I mean, it makes a lot of sense. That total, the highest number that we have seen so far in the series at 220.5. Emery, you mentioned it, player props. So nothing for you, side total in the game, but who are you targeting when it comes to props?
On the OKC side, let's start there. I like Cason Wallace over PRA just because of the minutes for Wallace in this series. He's done a really nice job on Anthony Edwards, and we've seen, especially when the Thunder go small, they put him on Edwards, and then they have Dort able to guard Julius Randle. Caruso can roam a little bit more. Obviously, Caruso sometimes is also taking that Edwards matchup, but it's created a really versatile lineup for them. And I think he's going to continue to see minutes. I think Hartenstein's going to continue to be marginalized. And I also think there's some playmaking upside for him here. The potential assists haven't been that high in this series, but The one big adjustment I'm expecting from Minnesota tonight is they've got to get the ball out of Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's hands at some point in this series. So whether it's traps, whether it's more creative zones, they got to do something because SGA is just killing them. And Wallace is one of those other guards on the floor, I think, is a guy that can play make.
All right. Should be a fun game tonight. Again, Minnesota needs to win to force a game six or else Oklahoma City is off to the NBA Finals. In the other series, Henry, Indiana, big win last night. They take a 3-1 series lead over the Knicks. We got game five of that series tomorrow. Knicks are a 4.5-point favorite right now at BetMGM. Do you think the Knicks live to see another day? Do you like them in tomorrow night's game?
You know, I'm in here in New York, PJ, and unfortunately, I have bad news for New Yorkers. At least in my opinion, I don't think they live to see another day. And it's made it challenging to bet this series from a props perspective, but I ultimately think this is what's done the Knicks in, is they just don't have any more buttons to press. Like, there's not a clear adjustment to me that makes a lot of sense from them. They've basically had two options in the series. They put Karl Anthony Towns at center. He lights up Miles Turner, but they can't get a stop on the defensive end as the Pacers just relentlessly attack him and Brunson in the pick and roll. Or they put Mitchell Robinson on the floor. They put Cat at the four. All of a sudden, the offense starts to slow down, and the Pacers still are creating enough pace off the missed shots that the Knicks are happening. And then they lose anyway in that scenario as well. So they had one stretch with Cat at center where obviously they pulled the big comeback in game three that looked decent. But other than that, they haven't really had any great stretch of this series where I thought they had the upper hand. They forced almost no adjustments from the Pacers side of things. And I don't see where they go from there. Their bench guys are just not good enough really to play. So I think they're in trouble.
Certainly could be. Would you do anything with the total, Henry? Because in game three, we saw the game go way under, 106-100. Last night, we get a shootout where both teams combine for nearly 250 points. Is the total a stay away for you in game five?
It is, only because, again, I don't know which of those two levers that the Knicks are going to settle on for this game. I lean towards the Cat at center minutes just because he has been virtually unguardable. And they just need somebody else besides Jalen Brunson in those minutes. But I guess if I had to, I'd lean over. But it's just a stay away for me at this point.
Fair enough. We're talking with Henry Ettinger here on Send It In. Make sure you guys follow Henry on X at @Hedging_Henry. All right, Henry, what do you like prop-wise in Knicks and Pacers? We obviously saw Halliburton go nuts last night. You mentioned how great Towns has been offensively in this series. What props are you maybe looking at betting tomorrow night?
Yeah, you know, broken record, but I think Towns over PRA. Of course, there's always the risk of him in foul trouble, but the Pacers keep winning in this series, so they seem fine letting Towns continue to annihilate the Miles Turner matchup in one-on-one basketball, and he's done exactly that. I mean, anytime he's not in foul trouble, he is just destroying Miles Turner in this series on the offensive end of things. So I'd lean towards Cat, you know, over points or over points plus rebounds again. He's been, you know, an elite rebounder as well at that center position, and I'd have to target that just because, to me, the Pacers aren't going to change things up. They don't need to change things up. And we saw even in the last series, Donovan Mitchell torched them a lot in the pick and roll. They didn't change up the coverages. They're pretty set with what they do. And right now, until they lose a game in you know more convincing fashion, I don't see a reason for them to deviate all that much.
Fair enough. Henry, before I let you go, I want to get a baseball thought from you while you're doing a great job handicapping the NBA playoffs. You also do a great job with some of your pitching props as well. What are some MLB props you like for today?
Two in particular. I like George Kirby under strikeouts. He's coming off an injury where he only threw 72 pitches in his last start, and he looked horrible. He gave up five earned runs as well. He's facing a Nationals team. Not a great offense, but they don't strike out very much. One of the best teams in baseball at not striking out versus right-handed pitching. So that's one I like. And another under would be Kikuchi under versus the Yankees. Yankees' best offense in terms of WRC plus and OBP versus left-handed pitching. They just saw a left-handed pitcher last night who got very lucky to go over, in my opinion, in Tyler Anderson. So a line at 17.5 to me is a little rich. You know, he's he's over that in 5 out of 10, but he's never gone past 18 outs. And now he has the number one offense in baseball. I think that's a tough line for him to hit. And then I should mention, too, I have two other player props quickly on the Timberwolves as well that I left out before. I have Julius Randle under points plus assists and Mike Conley over PRA in that game as well. Just once again, banking on the Thunder coming out with a similar defense, relegating Julius Randle to the bench like they did in game 4.
Henry, really quick thought, just a gut feeling. Do you think Minnesota has a better chance to send it to a game 6, or the Knicks have a better chance to send it to 7 games against the Pacers? What do you think?
I actually think it's the Timberwolves, just because I number one, trust Anthony Edwards more as the best player in that situation. And their role guys have played pretty well. And we've seen OKC's role guys go cold at times. So Minnesota's pressed a lot of buttons in this series, and I think they have even more options in terms of they've got, you know, a 3-big rotation that they can, you know, play different chess pieces with, and, you know, same with their wings as well.
Makes sense. Looking forward to Game 5 tonight. Always great having Henry Ettinger on. Make sure you guys follow him on X, at @hedging_Henry. Check him out on TikTok, on Instagram, and on X as well. Henry, great having you back on, man. Look forward to talking again during the finals. We'll see you then.
Absolutely. Thanks, PJ.
Yep, absolutely. All right, guys, let's keep it rolling here on Send It In. Continue to discuss Thunder, Minnesota, Game 5 tonight. We also have Game 5 tonight between the Panthers and the Hurricanes. So as Henry was talking about, right, talking about the game, OKC 8.5-point favorite tonight. The total in the game is 220.5. I actually do like Minnesota in the game tonight. Now, OKC has been, like, drastic home and road, right? We talk every day on the show about pitchers' home and road splits and how their ERA might be great at home. They're terrible on the road. It's kind of the way Oklahoma City's been in this postseason. They're 0-7 ATS on the road in the playoffs, but they've been tremendous at home. And they're back home tonight. Minnesota, though, they do look a little better. They look a little more comfortable. It seems that they have figured more things out. Again, though, they have to go on the road tonight and take on OKC. We talked about this a bunch on the show, though, with Minnesota over the last couple years. And when they go on the road, and it just feels like people think they're going to kind of lose, they're probably not going to cover the spread, those are usually the kind of games that you want to back Minnesota. So keep in mind, right, Oklahoma City's never won an NBA Finals. And they're heavy favorites to not only get to the Finals now that they're up 3-1, but also win the Finals. But Minnesota's going to continue to fight. I think they're going to make it tough. We know they're going to shoot a lot of threes. And look, if this is one of those games where their threes are going in, maybe OKC struggles a little bit, I think Minnesota can hang around and make this a game. So I would look at the Wolves tonight, +8.5 against OKC. I'd even take some money line as well at +280, right? Maybe we're due one more big upset in these NBA playoffs. Maybe it's with Indiana against OKC in the finals, but I think Minnesota money line worth a stab tonight, so I like that as well. Only one player prop for me in the game tonight. I'm going to take Anthony Edwards over 5.5 assists. He has had 6 assists in each of his last 3 games. So 5.5 feels like a good number, but the fact that Ant-Man's got 6, I think there's a chance he could maybe get 7 or 8 tonight. I would look over his assists at 5.5, but I do like Minnesota plus the points. I look at money line as well. As for the NHL game tonight, game 5, Panthers and Canes. So I have pretty much been wrong every game of this series. I bet Carolina the first 3 games, didn't bet them in game 4, and they won. I won't bet them again tonight, but just so you guys can have a winner, you should probably take Carolina. I do like them back on home ice. I think, okay, Carolina got their game. People think now we go back on the road, Florida's going to take care of business. I actually think we're going back to Florida for a game 6, where I think the Panthers take care of business. But as you guys know, on this show, we bet lines and not teams. And this line to me is just all about Carolina. If you can get them anything as an underdog, I think they're the play. First 2 games of this series, they were -120, -125. We certainly have to adjust, and we have learned since then that Florida is the better team. But you got to adjust to maybe to make them a pick 'em, right? Especially off of a win and the fact that they now have some confidence. And before this Florida series, Carolina was undefeated at home in the postseason. So I think they win on home ice tonight. They're normally great in their home arena. And I think the fact that we're getting them as an underdog tonight, -115, I think that's a good price on the Canes against the Panthers. That's what I like tonight in the NHL. All right, a promo from our friends at BetMGM. Make a fast break for the action with an NBA playoff odds boost token. Use your token and get a bigger payout on a winning playoff bet. Big League Peach time. We talk a little Major League Baseball. I see our guy B-Mills in the chat. Happy Wednesday, Peach. How do you like Brian Bayo under 16.5 outs, Landon Raup over 4.5 hits allowed, and Lance McCullers under 4.5 Ks? I like the McCullers look, B-Mills. I think that's great. Bayo's obviously been a great guy to fade so far this season. And the Brewers, you know, their offense is kind of streaky at times. I like those plays. The Raup play, probably would pass on that one, but the McCullers and the Bayo, I do like that. We do have some live Major League Baseball games underway right now. We have about four day games going on this getaway Wednesday, including the Dodgers and the Guardians, who are scoreless as they just started in the first. Every game is scoreless. It's pretty much all these games just started in the top of the first inning. You got Dodgers and Guardians, Giants, Tigers, Red Sox, Brewers, and Mets and White Sox. As for some games coming up a little bit later today, we have the Athletics and Astros. We were just talking about McCullers in that game. I'm going to take the Houston Astros minus 145 on the money line. The A's right now are one of the worst teams in baseball. They're on a terrible losing streak. They can't get out of their own way. They got smoked last night by Houston. I think right now, any price like under minus 150 is a good bet with the Astros against the struggling A's. Pirates and D-backs. We got Paul Skeens on the mound today for Pittsburgh going up against Gallen and the D-backs. I love when Paul Skeens pitches for the Pirates because we get shorter money line prices on the other teams. And as great as Skeens is, he obviously can't hit for Pittsburgh. And that is where they've struggled mightily this season. So on the road, only minus 135 with Arizona. I think they're a good bet at home today against Pittsburgh. Marlins and Padres, you got two pitchers who have not been good so far this season. Sandy Alcantara for Miami, Kyle Hart for San Diego. Both guys have an ERA over 6 this season. Sandy's got an ERA over 8.04. And Manny Machado owns his matchup against Sandy throughout his career, 6-for-9. And that was when Manny was facing NL Cy Young, Sandy Alcantara. Now he's getting the version off the injury, who has not been good this year. I'd look at Manny props. I'd also look at the over in the game as well. Cade Povich on the mound for the O's tonight as they take on Miles Michaelis and the Cardinals. O's been playing a little better. Their lineup's been getting a little bit better. The pitching has been a little bit better as well. But they're trying to do something they haven't done very much this season, and that's win a series. So I would stay away with them as favorites today against St. Louis. Braves and Phillies in Philadelphia. Smith Schauer are going up against Zach Wheeler. 1-0 game yesterday between these two teams. An absolute pitcher's duel. I'm going to take Atlanta today, plus 125. I know it's going up, it's scary going up against Wheeler in Philly, but I think the Braves get today's game. It's a split 1-1, and then tomorrow we get the rubber match. Reds and Royals in Kansas City. Hunter Green going up against Nick Cameron for Kansas City, who's been terrific so far this season. 0.93 ERA in 19 and a third innings pitched. I think the regression is going to come at some point for Cameron. I don't think it's going to come in this game, though. Give me Kansas City minus 105. Rockies, Cubs, nothing for me in that one. Blue Jays and Rangers, Tyler Molly on the mound for the Rangers, who's been fantastic so far this season. I'll take Texas. Yankees and Angels, I like Henry's look of Kikuchi under outs going up against their second left-hander for the second night in a row. I also would look at the Angels, though, at plus 135, maybe another under in that game as well. And then Nats and Marlins in Seattle tonight. Give me the Nats on the run line, plus 1.5 at minus 125. I think that's a good price. Yes, Kirby's on the mound, coming off the injury. Nats don't really strike out very much. Put the ball in play. I think that's a close game. So I'll take the Nats on the run line. All right, let's get to our guy now, Chase Kiddy, BetMGM digital content writer. Give Chase a follow on X at Chase A. Kiddy, as always, joins us each and every Wednesday here on Send It In. And Chase, we got some tennis to talk about, my friend. French Open is off and running. And we have like a couple more matches that are going to start when this show's over. We have lines already out for tomorrow. So tell me anything that piques your interest. It could be in a match today or some games that we have tomorrow, anything that you like.
Yeah, hey, Peach. Really looking at tomorrow at this point. I don't really like the last couple games here. They're about to go off, last couple matches, I should say. Gabriel Diallo is the name that I'm looking at. He is playing Talon Griekspoor tomorrow. He's plus 130, so right off the bat, nice little value play with a plus number. Talon Griekspoor is more of a hard court player, so getting him on the dirt there at Roland Garros. I like the value that's available with Diallo. I think straight up right now, he's probably the better player. Diallo is a name I have been doing a lot of work on the last, let's say, 24 hours. I'm up to my eyeballs and odds in like 7 different sports right now. Look, this is a really interesting quarter in the draw at the French Open, if I could just draw this out for a second. This is the second quarter where you have Djokovic and you also have Zverev. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the dialogue is, okay, well, it's one of these two guys, right? Djokovic, he's past his prime, but he's still a titan of the game. He's the favorite to win. Zverev played in the final last year. So one of these two guys, right? One of these two guys. I actually liked Cerundolo to win this quarter as kind of a dark horse. I think there are signs that Djokovic is not really going to compete at a very high level this tournament. He spent a lot of his gas last week in Geneva at a random tournament that nobody cares about, just so that he could get his 100th career tour title. Zverev took a random wild card in Hamburg last week because he's clearly not in form. He's trying to play himself into something. He lost in the second round to a French player I've never heard of. So there are real reasons to be skeptical about these two guys. And the guy I liked lost in the first round. Who did he lose to? Gabriel Diallo. So this guy's going off at 20-1 to win this quarter. I'm not saying you need to pull the trigger on that right now, but match by match, and maybe take a look at him. I like the Griekspoor matchup. The other two guys aren't playing very well right now. They might get upset. He wouldn't play Zverev, I think, till the fourth round. He wouldn't play Djokovic till the quarterfinals, assuming both those guys make it that far. So that's a lot to throw at you, but this is a name I think we should watch for the next few days, because I think there's going to be opportunities both in the near futures market, but also match to match.
I love it. I was going to ask you about that quarter because, I mean, Chase, as you bring up, like, Novak's plus 175, Zverev's plus 180, right? But back, you see value on another guy. I kind of like it. So keep an eye on that at the French Open. Chase, before we get into the NBA, we were texting before the show, and you told me you got to play for the College World Series, and you have a college football win total that you love as well. I can't wait to hear it. So tell me what you got in both of those sports.
Yeah, like I said, I'm pulled in 1,000 different directions right now. I'll give you the college football one first. I'm doing a Big 12 podcast in about an hour, so I've been doing a lot of work there. This is not Big 12, but I noticed that Akron in the MAC basically doesn't have a bye week this entire year. They finally, in like week 10, like when the calendar flips to November, they have a quote-unquote bye week, but really it's one of those situations where they're going to play on a Tuesday night and their entire remaining calendar is going to be played on Tuesday games. So they have a week off where there's like 9 days in between games. It's not a real week off. That's basically a normal week. That's supposed to be a bye, and then they don't play the last week. Their season ends like November 18th. And for all of that, all of the extra stress you're going to get from that, their win total's 4.5. They went 4-8 last year. So you're supposed to improve your record against what is essentially the same level of difficulty in the schedule with no bye week. That seems crazy to me. Under 4.5 at minus 135 seems like a great value. And it's going to be weeks before anybody digs that out. It's just such a random win total, weirdo schedule fact. As for the College World Series thing, Vanderbilt's the number one seed. They have ostensibly the easiest path to the Final Eight in Omaha. They might not even play a power team. They might get Southern Miss in the Super Regional. This is a team that's 10-1 to win right now. They're the fourth SEC team in the College World Series table. That seems insane to me. I looked up the ticket splits. It's like less than 2% of the entire market is on Vanderbilt at BetMGM as of a couple days ago. It's just crazy that they're that valuable as the number one seed in the entire tournament. Mind you, this is Vanderbilt that's played in 4 different College World Series finals in the last 10 years, and they won 2 of them. So it's not like you're betting on Utah to win the national championship in college football. This is a program that actually wins national championships, and they're 10-1 as the number one seed. It makes no sense.
I love it. That Akron play is spectacular, like you said. I mean, nobody else is digging that up. That's why the people listen to Send It In, because you get that kind of expertise. I also like the Vandy look. Over the NBA, Chase, where we got to get your thoughts on Game 5 tonight. Tell me what you like in Wolves Thunder. Spread total props. What are you on?
Yeah, Oklahoma City's 35-6 at home in the regular season. They're 7-1 at home in home games in the playoffs. They're going to win this game. It's a matter of whether or not you want to lay 7.5 or 8.5 points. I personally don't love laying point spreads like that, but I'm going to split the difference here. I'm going to lay half a unit on the point spread, and then I'm going to take another unit. I'm going to put it on that minus 375 money line, and then I'm going to combine that money line to shorten up the price with another tennis bet that I like. So Mira Andreeva going off tomorrow morning is a big favorite on the women's side of the French Open. You put those together and it's about minus 215. That'll be a full unit play for me.
Very good. And then what about Knicks Pacers tomorrow, Chase? Do you think the Knicks live to see another day, or does Indiana finish them off tomorrow?
I honestly don't know, but last week I was talking about how I liked the Pacers in five, so I have a pretty strong position on that already. I guess I'll just ride with what I said last week. I'm not taking a position on the game outcome because I already have that exposure financially. I do like a play in the prop market, and this is where sort of the analytics meets coming from a basketball family and playing a lot of hoops myself. Neesmith's ankle injury. This is a guy that had a hurt ankle and missed a lot of games in the regular season, and now he's got a hurt ankle again. Look, maybe you get your shots up. Maybe you score some points. Maybe they're sagging off of you a little bit more, and so the assist numbers are or aren't hard to come by. I don't know. I can tell you the thing you're probably not going to want to do as a mid-sized player with a hurt ankle is go up and get a lot of rebounds. So under 4.5 at a plus number, I think, is the best prop play available for tomorrow night's Game 5 in New York.
I like it. Really great stuff from Chase Kidding. College football, college baseball, NBA, French Open. Man does it all. Give him a follow on X at Chase A. Kitty, BetMGM digital content writer. Chase, thanks so much, man. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Peach.
Yes, sir. All right, guys, let's talk some golf. Got the Memorial coming up tomorrow. Great tournament on the schedule. One of the best non-majors we get on the PGA Tour every single year. Let's bring on our guy, Shawnee Sharp, figure out what we're betting this week at Muirfield Village.
Yeah, Peach, first one I got here for you is the winner without Scottie Scheffler market. Colin Morikawa is at 12-1. Xander Schauffele also at 12-1.
And guys, I would attack this market this week because I really do think Scottie is probably going to win. I would really like Rory if he was playing this week, but the fact he's not in there, I kind of do like Scottie, to be honest with you. So in this market, it's got to be Xander. I'm done trusting Colin in these big tournaments, especially on these difficult golf courses. Xander is the kind of guy that we want. He does everything well in his game. He obviously has some confidence winning a couple majors last year. He's got good course history at this golf course, and he's just the perfect kind of golfer. So if it's between these two, absolutely taking Xander.
All right, how about first round leader tomorrow? Ludvig Åberg is at 20-1, or Shane Lowry at 20-1.
Love Ludvig. He shot a 4-under in the first round last year. Any of these big tournaments, I'm always looking at him for three balls, first round leaders. He always starts fast. He always does. Thursday, Friday are usually his best days. And then later in the day, Saturday, Sunday, is when he tends to fall off in his tournaments. But on these Thursdays, Fridays, love me some Ludvig, and I like him tomorrow. I think he's good luck first round leader.
All right, how about a first-round special for Scottie Scheffler or Justin Thomas? Scottie Scheffler shoots at 69 or lower at even money, or Justin Thomas shoots 71 or lower at minus 135.
So it's a par 72, right? So Thomas to shoot 71 or lower, you're looking at 1 under. Scottie 69 or lower, you're looking at 3 under. 4 par 5s on this golf course. They're all reachable. We talk about this every week. Scottie really never gets out to the lead on day one. Like, you never see Scottie on the top of the leaderboard, but he's always like 2 under, 3 under, like always in that top 15, top 10 range. Whereas JT, I mean, good luck trying to figure out what you're going to get. So the fact that he's minus 135, JT is, Scottie's even money at 3 under. I mean, give me Scottie all day for that.
All right, how about a top five finish? Corey Connors at plus 450 or Tommy Fleetwood at 4-1?
You know, I think both guys could be interesting this week. Remember, we talked about it yesterday. Accuracy, accuracy, accuracy. Last year, this was the toughest course, greens and regulation, when you're in the rough. You got to keep the ball on the fairway. Connors and Fleetwood both do a great job of that. But I would more so go with Corey this week over Tommy. So I'd look at Corey plus 450.
All right, two quick ones here for you, Paige. Both placement bets. Top 10 finish, Jordan Spieth at 3-1 or Aaron Rye at plus 333?
Moist Cupcakes, I'm looking at you with this one, big guy. We're not going back to the Jordan Spieth well, okay? No more. Can't do it. We're done. All right, I'm off Spieth. No more with him. Aaron Rye, we'll rock with Rye. I like Rye a lot this week. Number one on the PGA Tour in fairway percentage. He's accurate off the tee. That's what I'm looking for this week. Can't do with Spieth anymore, fellas. We've tried the last couple weeks. It hasn't worked out. I don't want any part of him at this tough golf course, so give me Aaron Rye.
All right, last one here for a top 20 finish. Former winner at the Memorial, Victor Hovland, is at even money for top 20, or where he be now, Tony Finau, at plus 120.
So Hovland's very popular this week, and rightfully so. It looks like Vic has turned the corner. His game should be very suitable for Jack's place. But so should Tony, who's had some good finishes here, had some good moments. He was the leader heading into the weekend a couple years ago, and he just played well at Quail Hollow, a difficult golf course. This is going to be another tough test. I like Tony, top 20 this week at plus 120. All right, folks, let's get into some of our best bets for today and our golf card as well. We'll start going streaking. Manny Machado, like I told you guys earlier, 6-for-9 in his career against Sandy Alcantara. Take his total over bases, home run props. He's our guy in going streaking. Anthony Edwards, over 5.5 assists. He's had 6 assists in each of his last 3 games. We'll take the over there. And my best bet is going to be Xander Schauffele, top 10 at plus 150 at the Memorial. I also like the Timberwolves as my dog of the day, plus 8.5. Talked about that earlier in the show. But I like Xander, top 10 this week at the Memorial. Shoddy Sharp, let's show him the card. This week out at Muirfield Village, Xander and Aaron Rye, the two guys that I'm looking at. Again, I probably would bet into the without Scotty Scheffler market, though, but those are the two guys I like to win. Xander, Corey Connors, Aaron Rye, all top 10 finishes. I think those guys are going to be in contention. And then Tony Finau, and how about Denny McCarthy, who has 2 top 5 finishes 2 of the last 3 years at this golf course. We'll take Denny, plus 125 to finish in the top 20 as well. Once again, our best bets for the day. Machado is our play in going streaking. Anthony Edwards, over 5.5 assists, is going to be our prop block. Minnesota, plus 8.5, dog of the day. Maybe take a little money line as well. And then Xander Schauffele. If you're looking for my favorite play at Memorial this week, it's the X-Man, top 10 at plus 150. Great show today. Thanks again to Henry Ettinger, Chase Kitty for joining us. Awesome stuff. Make sure you guys check out the podcast. If you miss anything, we went over a whole bunch today. We'll see you tomorrow where Kenny Ducey joins us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.